Hi there, this is Hannes de Meyer. I'm the composer of Immenhof, das Abenteuer eines Sommers, or The Adventure of the Summer, and you're listening to The Annotator. Welcome to The Annotator, where composers share their thoughts and stories about their original scores. This is episode 63, where composer Hannes de Meyer talks about his original score for the film Immenhof, das Abenteuer eines Sommers. This is Christopher Coleman, and you can find all episodes of this podcast at theannotator.net. Hannes de Meyer is one of Belgium's most versatile composers, his scores ranging from electronic to symphonic. He's collaborated with Belgian directors Adil El Arbi and Bilal Fallah on three feature film projects, Image, Black, which won the Discovery Award for the 40th Toronto Film Festival in 2015, and their third feature, Gangsta. De Meyer has recently completed an original score for a brand new entry in the popular German series, Immenhof. Immenhof, das Abenteuer eines Sommers is the long-awaited family film directed by Sharon von Wiedersheim. And the film tells the story of three sisters, Lou, Charlie, and Emmy, who, after their father's death, have to try to find a way to run the family's horse farm between them. In the film, the sisters have to overcome numerous challenges in order to keep their beloved farm. Immenhof, das Abenteuer eines Sommers is preceded by several films taking place at the Immenhof horse farm, the first going all the way back to 1955. It was followed by four other films before ZDF produced an entire Immenhof TV series in the 1990s. In this episode, Hannes de Meyer opens up his score for Immenhof, and he talks about how he musically communicated the feelings and ideas of loss, compassion, perseverance, and love. While bringing us through some of the film's main story points, de Meyer dissects a number of his prominent themes and describes how they are employed with a variety of different tones and in different settings throughout the film.
This is the opening of the movie. It's the main theme, and it's actually one of the very first pieces of music that I wrote for Sharon, the director. What you're seeing here is the great images of a horse that is running in the open fields in the nature. He's really happy to be able to run freely, and so she wanted the music to have a lot of energy, positive energy, grandeur, and also what you're hearing here, like woodwind runs, glockenspiel. I tried to evoke the feeling of playfulness. It should be, great fun. She also wanted the theme to be recognizable, so I use it in a lot of different shapes and emotions in the course of the movie. So here the music changes, and we go for the first time to Immenhof, which is the main place. It's a farm where old and disabled horses are living. Every time we go to this place, it had to have a feeling of home, heartwarming. With the acoustic guitar, warm string chords, clarinet. And now back to the running horse. It's one of those scenes when you see it without music that it just keeps on going forever. So that's where music really helps. Also translating that energy and emotion. So at the end of the scene we go back to Immenhof to start the story, and this is where we for the first time see the main character. It's Lou. She's a 16-year-old girl who lives there with her two other sisters. Their father has passed away 2 years ago, and their mother isn't around anymore. So they have to manage everything by themselves. Their father was a successful horse breeder and also a famous horse therapist, horse whisperer. And that's something that Lou learned from her father. She really can connect with horses. She understands them. So here's another version of the main theme. This is where Lou is riding with, I think, 20 horses in the open fields. And this is where she is at her best, just with her animals out there taking care of them. But she noticed that something is wrong, and she finds the horse that was running in the opening scene. It's Cagliostro, who is now stuck in the mud in a swamp, and she rescues him. Apart from the orchestral cues, you also have cues that are more pop, jazz, uplifting, positive, happy, like the one you're hearing now. So a bright bass, piano, drums who are playing brushes, little bells. This is again the home feeling, the warm feeling of being at the Immenhof farm. It's in fact a variation on the connection theme that represents the connection between Lou and the horses, or the horses with the other horses. This is another cue. This is where Lou is trying to sell food to earn some money, because her horse, Holly, isn't getting pregnant anymore, so they can earn money by selling horses. But she was denied, so she's a bit lonely. But on the other hand, it had to stay positive, because she keeps on trying. She's just trying to find a solution. And certainly in the beginning of the movie, we didn't want the music to be too dark, too down. We wanted to keep it light enough. When we go back to the horse of the beginning, Cagliostro, it appeared that that was one of the most important horses of their neighboring farm, Malinkrot. And Cagliostro is one of their top racing horses. And when he doesn't want to race anymore, they blame Lou because she has freed him from the swamp, and they blame her to not being careful enough. So they sue Immenhof, and they have to pay a lot of money, which they don't have. So at this point in the movie, Lou has to transfer her horse, Holly, to Malinkrot. I used the connection theme here in a really sad way, because in essence, this is not about Malinkrot and Immenhof, but it's about Lou and Holly. So if you compare this version of the connection theme with the previous cues, the pop jazz versions, it's a total different piece. This track is called Freeing Holly, and it's exactly like that. She's freeing her horse, Holly, And they are finally reunited again, and they are riding on the beach by sunset. So yeah, the music could go all the way here. Really big, emotional, warm, but also a touch of old schoolness, because this version of Immenhof is like a new chapter of the Immenhof brand. In the 50s and 60s, there were several Immenhof movies who were really successful. So I wanted to have that feeling also in the music. Oh, and about this musical phrase, the last but one note, so this note, da da da, it's an E sharp on an E chord, which is a lot of dissonance. But for me, it never really sounded so dissonant. I don't know why, but my orchestrator and I had a lot of discussions about this, and in fact, we ended up recording the two versions, where the E sharp was replaced to an E. But yeah, I kept it in like this. So again, one of the many versions of the main theme. When you hear this, it's totally different than the opening cue, the main theme. Really nice solo. Yeah, I'm really happy with the recordings. We recorded in Budapest with the Hungarian Studio Orchestra at Tom Tom Studios. So also the cello solo you heard just now was recorded over there, and I'm really happy with the playing. And then we took the recordings and we mixed in Belgium, where I'm from, in Galaxy Studios. It was mixed by Patrick Lemons. I'm really happy with what he did. At this moment, she is looking for her love interest, Leon, but she can't find him. They had a fight, but he left her a DVD with videos of her father, videos she hasn't seen in a while. And of course, this is a really emotional moment. I used again a really sad version of the main theme. And it gets bigger and bigger because she also gets a warm feeling. On the videos, she sees her father and her again riding horses, because that is her life and that was his life. The best place is to be on a horse. So this could be really warm, emotional. I love the bassoon. I love to use the bassoon as a melody instrument, not only in the low notes or bass notes, but like this, more soloistic. And it's in this moment she decides to do something about the fact that Malincourt has her horse. So she decides to go to Malincourt and offers him her services as someone who can connect to horses. So also with Cagliostro, who will not race anymore. And now here she's going to there. She's decided. She has decided. Also, the high pads are also a sound I've used a lot to make the connection between her and the horses audible. So every time there's like a connection happening, that sound is there. This is one of the bigger scenes in the movie. It's the race. So Lou was able to get Malincourt agree to let her train Cagliostro, and she managed to get through to him, so he was able to start the race finally. So yeah, here Sharon wanted really goosebumps, emotion, pushing forward, the feeling of come on. Everybody in the audience had to cheer for him and wanted him to win. So everything you hear is again the orchestra. We doubled the strings to make it bigger. Only the percussion is programmed, and maybe we added some extra sample horns just to make it a little bit bigger. So yeah, now they're really, he is pushing forward, and then something happened. I really like the idea of just using the boys' choir after all those big orchestra noise and energy, and just really small, go really small with the music. This is again a more uplifting cue from the movie. It has a little bit of a Spanish feeling, not too much, with guitars, high triangle, flutes. Sharon really loved the flutes and those funny strings. She really loved this cue because it was so optimistic. In this scene, Lou is training Cagliostro again to fix the problem that had happened during the race. Also the use of bassoon, pizzicatos. It all adds to the happy feeling, the more uplifting feeling. A bit comedy. And although this sounds pretty easy, it was a challenge with the orchestra to get it all how I wanted it, but at the end we managed to get a good recording out of this. Here we hear again the connection theme with the high pads, piano. It's almost the end of the movie. Holly, Lou's horse, is pregnant. So kind of relief, emotional. You have to get goosebumps here. Everything turned out all right, and it's a real happy ending. Yeah, the movie is a family movie, a children's movie. So to be able to exit the theaters with like a really happy feeling it was important to Sharon. So yeah, we wanted to have a really positive ending, positive feeling. I almost thought about it as like more like a song, actually. With the guitars, piano, upright bass, it all adds to that warm, nice, happy feeling. This again is a further variation on the connection theme. And here the music gets softer again. I didn't want to get too much into the dialogue. There's a lot of dialogue here, so I wanted to keep it really small. I really am a big fan of celli. They have such a rich sound. And then, of course, the rest of the strings. You can do so much with a string orchestra. Yeah, this piece is just one happy feeling piece. Here they hug. Everything is all right. Thank you. This is really the very last cue of the movie. Well, in fact, Sharon and I worked really hard on this scene to make sure everything matches perfectly and hit the right spots. But at the very end, the distribution company decided they wanted a pop song at the end of the movie. So I thought that was really a shame. But now it's the first track you hear on the end credits. But it's still a shame. So this is, to conclude the story, again, the main theme in a broad version. Again, positive, happy, emotional. Here is the love interest of Lou is looking for her because he's leaving. But he says, "I'll be back." So modulation, we go to the end. And we fade to black. Enough to the end credits.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Annotator with composer Hannes de Meyer and his original score for Eimenhof. The soundtrack was released on January 21st, 2019 by Alhambra Records, and you can find it on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, and Apple Music. You can find out more and hear more music by Hannes de Meyer at his official site, hdmusic.be. The Annotator is produced by me, Christopher Coleman, and you can find more episodes at theannotator.net. Or you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Radio Public. Wherever you do listen, please leave us a rating and a review. And if you know someone you think might enjoy this podcast, please tell them about the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Audio Annotator, or on Facebook at The Annotator, or send us your feedback via email to theannotatorpodcast@gmail.com.